They're so extra, and they're so Christmas. They're so Xmas.
We should start off with the fact that it's Christmas.
Also, we are not podcasting together on Christmas.
No,
we are pre-recording this episode.
Don't tell anyone.
It is top secret. Cliff is with Mary and Brightbrook somewhere.
Probably at home.
I am probably covered in a pile of dogs.
I saw your dogs today. And I love my dog, but he's not a pile of dogs kind of dog. Your dogs are really cute.
I am like the person who has to show everyone photos of their child. So I texted Cliff a photo of my two dogs piled up with my cat laying in close proximity and said, "This is the cutest thing that I have seen with my eyes."
I would never say that one of your dogs is cuter than the other, but the white one is especially cute.
Yeah, she is.
Which dog is that?
That is Lily.
Lily is very cute.
She's very cute, yes.
I like her a lot. Dogs are good.
Dogs are the best.
Yeah,
so I am hanging out with dogs right now. Cliff is hanging out with Bright and Mary Brooke and his voiceover actor son.
Yep, Carter and Spade.
And his dog's dog. We're both hanging out with dogs.
Obviously.
So we just wanted to check in and tell you that we love you. Happy holiday. Merry Christmas. Maybe you're driving to your holiday adventure right now.
If you are in one of those states that had a white Christmas, do it very carefully.
Yes.
Very carefully.
Do you do chains on your tires, Cliff?
So I used to live up a canyon.
Yes.
So yes, I have done chains on my tires. 10 years ago today, I would have been driving down a canyon in about 6 or 7 inches of snow.
Man.
It was very dangerous and very stupid. Parley's Canyon in Utah is an extremely dangerous canyon. It's like a 6% incline canyon. It's one of those ones that has like truck ramps all over the place, you know, for safety.
It's like, oh my gosh.
And
that sound just puts my heart in my throat. As soon as you start vibrating under the tires.
We got 24 inches of snow in 24 hours, and it was not our best idea, but we wanted to get down to Salt Lake for Christmas.
Yes. So. Well, if you've never done chains on the tires and you're thinking about doing it this year, there's a really great tutorial video from Les Schwab Tires.
I could have used that.
Yes. It's like a 5-minute video. It's very simple to follow. I'm going to give it to you, Cliff, to put in our show notes.
Perfect. Buy your chains before you need them.
Oh, yes.
Because the one time I needed chains, I did not have them.
Right.
Christmas stories?
Yes. Tell me about any. Do you have traditions in your family, Cliff?
We are not a like super traditional family, but the one tradition that we have always had is we wake up Christmas morning, we unwrap all our presents, and then we have Swedish pancakes. And I
yes.
See, Heather knows what Swedish pancakes are.
Well, Cliff and I both come from Scandinavian backgrounds.
Hearty Scandinavian stock.
Yes. And I laugh because you talk about Swedish pancakes.
Yes.
Growing up for years, I ate Norwegian pancakes. I thought that that's what pancakes were.
That's hilarious.
And as a first grader or second grader, whenever I went on my first overnight sleepover.
Sure, yeah.
My friend's mom was making what we know as regular fluffy pancakes, like IHOP
pancakes.
Yeah. And I'm like, what is this? I don't want fat pancakes.
No, that's funny. I guess if you don't know what a Swedish pancake or a Norwegian pancake is, they're really similar to like a crepe. Mm-hmm. It's a very thin batter. Like the batter is like liquid. You put it in a pan and like you swirl the pan around to cover the bottom of it. And so they're like 1/4 inch thick, maybe? Yeah.
It's essentially just egg, flour, and a
milk.
Pinch of sugar and some milk.
Yeah. Butter.
And my mom, I don't think we do butter in ours.
No, see, and the way we do it is you put all those things in a blender and blend it all together. And then you melt like, let's say 1/4 stick of butter in the pan.
Yeah, we do the butter
and
in
then
the pan.
And then put that into the mix.
Oh.
It's regional.
Yes.
It might be slightly different. They're delicious, though. They're like crispy on the corners and just delightful in the middle. It's a skill to learn how to make them.
Ours classically were rolled.
At Christmas time when we had them, we would roll strawberries into them and like put whipped cream on the top. Throughout the rest of the year, we'd just make them and put, you know, just like regular pancakes, butter and syrup on them. So.
Mm-hmm. We would just roll them and then have either syrup or sometimes we'd get the lingonberry jam.
If you've never had lingonberry jam, like, first of all, go to an IKEA and get some.
You can get it there.
You can get it at a store. But while you're at IKEA, you can get lingonberry juice too, like fountain.
I don't think I've had that.
It's very good.
So yeah, it's funny how specific this one particular tiny little tradition is, but yet we share it because we both have these Scandinavian backgrounds.
It's super weird. But yeah, no, they're delicious. I'm very much looking forward to them this year. I still, like, my dad did it for us all the time growing up. I assume he did it as a kid. Mm-hmm. I assume I have taken it over and do it with my family now. So
I don't know if your family is the same way, but it's incredibly important in my family that you do not measure. You have to just do it.
Oh, geez, no.
No one measures. And if you even suggest measuring, it's like, I don't know.
I am so anxious
just
right
put
now.
Just a little bit.
No, we absolutely, when my brother-in-law got married, we made a recipe book that was all like our family recipes, both like my family and his family. And that is in that recipe book. I have a copy of my own and I use that recipe and am very exact about the measurement.
Okay.
Swedish pancakes seem like something you could really grew up really easy if you didn't use the right measurements.
So Cliff, are you willing to disclose your family recipe on the show notes?
Probably.
Okay.
I don't think anyone would care. Yes, I will.
We will put a recipe. It might be Cliff's family recipe.
It's going to be my family recipe. I'm just going to tell anyone. My mom won't know until she listens to this podcast. And it's not her family's recipe anyway. She's Norwegian.
Sally. You love us, Sally.
She won't give me her carrot cake recipe, though.
Don't be angry. I love carrot.
Me
carrot
too.
Cake is my favorite cake.
My mom has the best carrot cake recipe I've ever had. It's phenomenal.
And she has the mint brownies.
So call back to the mint brownies. She listened to that episode. And she's like, I can't mail them to you. They will not make it through the mail. But she said when she comes out here,
okay,
I can buy all the ingredients. She will make the mint brownies.
Yes.
And we can try them. You can come over. You can come to my house. We'll make mint brownies.
Can
we'll make a day of it.
Also have carrot cake.
Yes. I see no reason that we can't make mint brownies and carrot cake. This is going to be the best visit
this
ever.
This is a food crafternoon.
Very
Maybe
excited.
We should start with Swedish pancakes.
Oh. It's going to be a good day.
Because we can't be hungry while we're baking.
Absolutely not. That's how you end up sampling dough with raw eggs in it.
I know.
And you get salmonella and you die. Nobody wants it. So we have to make pancakes first.
Recipe for death.
Absolutely.
Not just disaster.
Death. Nobody wants that.
Any other traditions, Cliff?
So this might be my favorite Christmas story. So one year, my grandparents came out for Christmas. My grandparents have always had a very traditional Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Yes.
And so being Swedish, they would celebrate most of Christmas on Christmas Eve. So they'd make this huge Christmas dinner full of traditional Swedish food, which thankfully never involved lutefisk, which we were talking about the other day. Should we describe lutefisk?
No.
Look it up. It's horrifying. Just as a shortcut, it's fish pudding, effectively.
It is a fish that was perpetuated because they needed to store it.
Yeah.
So they needed to treat fish in a way that they could store it for long periods of time. Otherwise, they weren't going to have protein throughout the winter.
So you dry it.
Yes.
And then you soak it in lye.
I don't know why I said winter. Throughout the non-fishing season, like a way to
store. Which is probably winter.
I don't know.
I don't have any idea.
And also, I believe, so the big industry in that area for a long time was cutting trees and then shipping the cut trees to England. Hey, we sell trees. That's all we do. And they needed some sort of like food to send on the ships.
Oh.
So I want to say that lutefisk was like the food that they stocked the tree ships with so they could send the lumber over to England.
I've never felt worse for a sailor. Anyway, look it up. It's horrifying. I mean, it did not include that, but included all sorts of other cool foods that were really fun and interesting. My mom spent a huge amount of time like preparing and finding and buying all these weird Swedish foods. There's like one Scandinavian store in all of Salt Lake. It was not easy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got it. We got there. And unfortunately, my mom did not remember to get pickled herring.
What?
Because why would anyone ever buy pickled herring?
We always have pickled herring.
Have you had it?
Yes.
What does that taste like?
I mean, it's ours is in like a cream.
Oh.
So it's in like a, and I don't know if it's, because I've never prepared it now that I think about
I don't
it.
Know.
A cream cheese based pickled fish thing that you smear on toast crackers. That's how we ingested it. And I always found it to be delightful. I love pickled things, though, Cliff. I love pickled carrots.
I love pickled things, but I hate fish.
So I shouldn't wish you a Merry Fishmas?
You can, I will take that as I like fish. I like going to aquariums. They're adorable with their little bulgy eyes and their swimmy bits, but I won't eat them. Anyway, my grandpa and I spent like 3.5 hours in a car with him as we went to every single store in all of Salt Lake County looking for anywhere that sold pickled herring.
This is a job for Alexa, Cliff.
It absolutely was, but it was also like 1991.
Oh my gosh. So this is... Kids,
yeah,
this is what life was like before Alexa and Siri and Google searches.
It was terrible.
Awful.
Like nowadays, I bet if I looked, I could go on Amazon now and have pickled herring delivered to my house
within
two hours.
Yes.
I would never do that, but it's completely possible that you could. Anyway, moral of the story, we never found the pickled herring. And I personally think we're probably better for it.
Well, you're a vegetarian now.
True.
So you wouldn't have it.
I wouldn't have eaten it then either.
No.
That's actually a question I get all the time. Like, oh, you're a vegetarian. Do you eat fish? I'm like, aren't they made of meat?
Aren't they made of alive?
Yeah. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that we don't grow fish on trees, do we? And they're like, no, I just know a lot of vegetarians that eat fish. I'm like... Pescatarians, that's what they're called.
Yes.
Yeah.
You could, Cliff, we should include a reenactment of the herring, the great herring search of 1995.
In
one of our Hallmark movies.
Absolutely. I don't know who I would get to play my grandfather.
Daniel Day-Lewis?
Someone more curmudgeonly than that.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Closer.
I just want...
Sans mustache.
I just want Samuel L. Jackson in our movie.
Wait, Samuel L. Jackson. I was... You said Samuel L. Jackson and I heard Sam Elliott. My grandfather was not African American.
No, I know. But I just like Sam... Could Samuel L. Jackson narrate it?
Yes, absolutely. Anyway, that's enough of me. Tell me your happy stories.
Well, once upon a time, Chrysanthemum Cliff, I used to spend... I feel like I had an idyllic childhood, much like Taylor Swift.
Much like Taylor Swift. Did you grow up on a Christmas tree farm?
I didn't, but I spent a lot of time on farms because I rode horses.
Oh, really?
I was one of those little girls who loved horses, who rode horses.
I didn't know that. That's cool. I'm terrified of horses.
You are.
They're huge.
They're cute.
They want to eat you.
There are mini horses.
That mini horse that comes to the office every once in a while? Terrifies me.
We do have a mini horse at the office.
Isn't that the weirdest thing you've ever heard?
What is his name?
I don't know.
Oh, it's Wilson.
I think it's a she, actually.
It's a mini therapy horse.
Yeah. Brooke told me the other day about a guy who has a registered bee swarm that is his therapy bee swarm. They're like an entire swarm of them, though, not just one. You can't take that on a plane, right? Please tell me you can't take that on a plane.
No. Okay. No, and they're actually cracking down on therapy animals that you can have on planes.
Thank God.
Which is interesting. We are going on a tangent now, Cliff.
Always.
Okay, so there's this big initiative about how if your animal's not a therapy animal, do not masquerade them as a therapy animal.
Sure.
And there are some arguments because some of the regulations are loose on what is a therapy animal. I watch these people arguing back and forth online about the rules.
Yeah.
And Cliff, I know what the answer to this big problem is.
Just let people bring their dogs everywhere?
Everywhere! We wouldn't be arguing about this if animals were just allowed everywhere that humans are allowed.
I mean, I think outside of like maybe grocery stores, like mostly just because people are gross.
I feel like dogs should be allowed everywhere, much like humans are allowed everywhere. And if you don't behave appropriately, then you leave.
The problem is, like, I don't disagree.
Like, if a person made pee-pee on the floor at the grocery store, they would have to leave, Cliff, as would a dog.
Yeah, I don't worry about the dogs, really. I worry about the dog's owners because it's like all dogs are awesome. Mm-hmm. All dogs are fantastic. All dogs go to heaven, or so I've heard.
Yes.
Some people don't.
You just looked at me so deeply and ominously. It was like if this was a
Heather,
film, there'd be a close-up on your eyes.
You'll go to heaven.
And there'd be a little twitch in your eye. Like
some people are terrible, Heather. Some people are terrible. So that's why I'm saying there just has to be like two rules.
So I'm going
to
tell you a story about cats.
I love cats.
That's where this story is going.
Perfect.
So I used to go to this barn and
where
ride
horses.
Sure. Yes. And there was this tiny little kitten that was shivering and cold underneath the barn. And it was raining and it was a whole scene. I was probably in fifth grade.
Sure.
So I reach under the barn and I pull out this shivering little kitten with this big sore on her side.
Aww.
And I remember It was so classic sitcom moment. Yeah. Somebody in the background makes a comment, a gruff farm person's like, oh, that cat's not going to live to see tomorrow. Like, I remember it so vividly. My dad was like horrified, like, how dare you say this in front of my daughter?
Terrible.
It's raining. I have the kitten in my hand. She's got a sore. I look up at my dad and I'm like, we have to save her. I know now what was going through his head. Like, this cat's going to die. It's going to be a whole thing. Uh-huh. Damn it. Like, I just know that this was all. So, of course, we take the cat home. The cat's name was Tuesday Blues.
Oh. Wow.
Tui for short. We nursed her back to health. Luckily, she lived. Oof. No one would have believed it.
A cat that lived.
We guessed her to be like 2, maybe 3 months old, just old enough not to be nursing,
yep.
But had been abandoned by her mother under this barn somewhere.
So sad. Barn cats, it's a rough life.
Yes. Shockingly, this is also the story, Cliff, of when I learned how early cats can become pregnant.
The answer is very early?
Very early.
Oh.
So if you didn't know, because I didn't know when I was in fifth grade, my parents did not know, cats who are not spayed can become impregnated when they are 2 months old or 2 pounds.
I think we should have a stern talking to the male cat who took advantage of a 2-month-old cat that was not going to live through the night with a sore. Like, first of all, that cat has very low standards. Second of all, I don't think proper consent was acquired.
I am laughing because I'm nervous because I feel so bad about it. Right. I mean, it actually makes me sad. Anyway, needless to say, my one kitten shivering in the rain and the cold on death's door quickly, Cliff, turned into a total of 5 cats, 4 kittens plus Tuesday Blues.
Bloop.
And I said to my dad, all I want for Christmas, all I ever want for any Christmas ever for the rest of my life is to keep the kittens. Please, please, I'll never ask for anything else. I want the kittens. Please. And my dad said, yes.
I can't decide if your dad was the nicest dad in the entire world or just you had the biggest pleadingest. I'm very, very impressed that he said yes.
Well, Cliff, you have seen me in my Christmas outfits.
True.
Now, I'm an adult in Christmas outfits. Imagine how cute I was as a child in Christmas outfits.
True. You couldn't
outfits.
Say no to that.
I mean, the big bows that I wear now were even bigger when I was a child.
That bow you were wearing a couple weeks ago would have been as big as an 8-year-old.
I know.
They would fall over.
So long story short, animals for much of my childhood have been the gifts that have kept on giving.
Literally.
Literally. The horse that I had was a Christmas gift 1 year.
Wait, so you're one of those people who asked for a pony for Christmas and got one? Were you a princess as a child?
Why, yes.
Princess Heather.
That is why we are going to create Hallmark movies together, Cliff. I've been waiting. I've been groomed for this my whole
Absolutely.
Life, Cliff.
Absolutely.
It is my legacy and birthright.
I'm so happy right now. Christmas is awesome.
Well, we just wanted to say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We love you.
Absolutely.
Perhaps we will talk more about our family traditions in the future.
Sure. You should come to our Facebook page and tell us, we're so Xmas, by the way, and tell us what your favorite family tradition is. I would love to hear those.
We love them, especially because we feel like traditions are ever expanding. If someone reads a tradition that they like, then you can adopt it.
Absolutely.
I mean, Cliff, you could have kittens every year for Christmas if that's what you wanted.
And you could have pickled herring.
Yes. Cats and herring kind of go together.
That's actually what we should do is we should get some cats and let them eat the herring.
Yes.
That's the way
we
to do it.
We shouldn't pickle it first, though. That's just...
Honestly, don't ever pickle herring again. Ever. No. Anyone.
Carrots. They taste nice.
Yeah. We should not end on pickled carrots.
Well, let's do one tomorrow. Boxing Day. Okay, bye. Was that enough? Is that good?
Yes.
Okay.